This is The Way In. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Western nations rushed to evacuate people from Afghanistan Wednesday as the August 31st deadline for the withdrawal of foreign troops drew closer and fears grew that many could be left behind to an uncertain fate under the country's new Taliban rulers. In one of the biggest such airlifts ever, the United States and its allies have evacuated more than 70,000 people, including their citizens, NATO personnel, and Afghans at risk since August 14th. That's the day before the Taliban swept into the capital, Kabul, to bring an end to the 20-year foreign military presence. U.S. President Joe Biden said U.S. troops in Afghanistan faced mounting danger, while aid agencies warned of an impending humanitarian crisis for those left behind. In an AP interview, Chatham House's Patricia Lewis says nations are rushing to get their houses in order before the final U.S. planes go.
The High Court says the
all of the allies are highly dependent on the U.S. for military cover, particularly air cover. And so they can't put their own people at risk. So it really depends on the U.S. When the U.S. starts packing up.
The World Food Program needs at least $200 million U.S. dollars to help the people of Afghanistan as the country is about to enter the lean season. Speaking to Sky News, the WFP's deputy director for Afghanistan said the conflict and the coronavirus had left about 20 million people in need of support. This is VOA News.